Hi everyone. My name is JC and I want to start this story when I was in your shoes, when I was in high school. And I'll be completely honest with you guys, because when I was in high school, I wasn't really cool exactly.
That's JC Good telling the senior class of New Hanover High School her story. You could hear a pin drop. It was a spring day in rural Pennsylvania in 2008. JC was with her parents at a gas station on her way home from her college graduation. They were an hour from the house in Lancaster.
So we got about halfway home, and there's this gas station. We always stop there. We'll be home in 45 minutes. We stopped there that afternoon, and there's nothing exciting about that, but I share that part of the story with you because stopping at that gas station is the very last thing that I remember for the next 2 months.
Leaving the gas station, the car carrying JC and her parents was hit by a tractor trailer as both entered an intersection with green lights. The truck had swerved to try to avoid a driver coming from the intersecting road who attempted to turn left through a red light. That young man was talking on his phone at the time. JC's parents were killed instantly. The college graduate broke bones from head to toe and suffered severe head trauma. She was given a 10% chance to survive the night. But she did survive, and with her then-boyfriend and now-husband Steve, she tells her story to students with the hope they don't go through the same thing. Rob Morgan is the principal of New Hanover High School.
I think it's increasingly more important simply because of the fact that, as they talked about in their story, we are more and more attached to our phones. We're more and more attached to multitasking.
An attachment with a price. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, distraction is now believed to be responsible for more than 50% of serious teen crashes. In 2015, distraction-related crashes increased more than drunk, drugged, or drowsy driving crashes. Doug Darrell, the founder of StreetSafe and sponsor of Good's recent talk at New Hanover High, says the numbers are alarming.
It's so important because distracted driving has become the major cause of crashes. All the studies are starting to show that it's worse than impaired driving. It's the most frequent cause of crashes now.
There are laws on the books in many states that make driving and talking or texting a crime. There is no prohibition on cell phone use while driving in North Carolina. However, all North Carolina drivers are prohibited from texting. Ben David, the district attorney of New Hanover and Pender counties, believes parents can play a role in what he calls an epidemic.
I've really had to check myself. I know the temptation. You're at the stoplight, you're at the stop sign, you think, well, there's no harm in checking while the car's not moving. Your kids are watching, and they're going to model that behavior later.
Again, JC Good.
It's come to such a whole new level with these computers that we can keep in our pockets, and we all feel like we need to be on them all the time. It's absolutely an epidemic.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.